What do you believe death will be like in, say, heaven thereafter? When you die, what do you believe?
Well, the Bible said there that when we expire, when we breathe our last breath, that the spirit will go back to God who gave it. And when we are born again, when we're born from above, or when we are saved, God's Holy Spirit comes into our heart and seals us, saves us, first of all, and seals us. This is another reason why that we believe. Paul said, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption." When you seal up a letter, that means most of us lick it there and seal it down, which is not very sanitary, but that's the way most of us do it. And that means that this transaction is completed. You place the postage stamp on there. That postage stamp on there, whether it's 5 cents or 35 cents, that guarantees deliver the contents in there. Well, Paul said, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption." And so we are sealed. That initial transaction is completed. You are saved that very moment, contrary to what a lot of people think. You are saved that very instant that you accept Christ, that second, as you could ever be. You don't get any more saved. We become more Christ-like. As we work and let the Holy Spirit work through our life, we become more and more Christ-like, but we do not become any more saved. Just as you cannot become any more lost, you cannot get any more lost than lost. When you're lost, you're lost, and that's as lost as you can get. And there, then the Holy Spirit, when we draw our last breath, I believe that I have held hands, of course, and I'm not knocking sedation there. I'm glad that you can sedate people and not have to suffer as maybe they once did and all. But I believe I've helped people by the hand that acted before they drew the last breath they could see into heaven. And they began to name people that were there to get them, and Jesus and the angels and there. And so we remember the story of Lazarus. He died. He was escorted by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Now we believe, since the resurrection of Christ, before the resurrection of Christ, Christ was God's receipt to the world that the sin debt had been paid. Back in those days, it was customary, if a debt were owed and this debt were paid in full, then they were to put out in a conspicuous place there the receipt that this debt had been paid. And Christ's resurrection from dead was God's receipt to the world that the sin debt had been paid. There, okay. And then when we die, we go to be in the very presence of God. In the book of Ecclesiastes, tells us that the spirit will go back to God who gave it. Gave it, the spirit. And then the body will go back to the earth. I believe in the return of Christ. I'm a premillennialist. I believe in the return of Christ before the millennial reign of him on the earth. I believe that Christ will come in the rapture. Of course, the Bible don't use the word rapture does not appear in the Bible. But catching away, be caught away, which has the same meaning there. And I believe that one day that Christ will return. He'll return in a cloud. We find in the 24th chapter of the book of Luke, the latter part of it, he had blessed the disciples, and then cloud received him out of their sight. They went out as far as Bethany, and he blessed them there, and then he was taken up. And then in Acts chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, the angels there, as he was caught up, and the men of Galilee, they stood there gazing. They were watching him as he went away into heaven. And the angel, the two men which stood by in white apparel, which I believe were Moses and Elijah, Moses died there. God buried him. No man knows the sepulchre of this death, recorded in the last chapter book of Deuteronomy. He represents the sleeping dead also. I believe he represents the Jews who will be saved in the Great Tribulation period, which will take time immediately after the rapture of the church. There. He said, "Why stand ye gazing?" This same Jesus, Elijah, which represents those that will not taste physical death, but will be translated. When the Lord comes, they will not go through physical death, not have to experience that. They will be translated, be changed in a moment and twinkle of an eye. Someone might say, "Well, I'll just wait till that happens." I wouldn't do that. That'd be awfully dangerous, awfully risky. because we don't know when he'll come. Why stand you gave him the same Jesus, the same one. He's not going to send somebody. He's coming himself. That you see going away into heaven shall also come again in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Cloud received him out of sight. He's coming in cloud. He's not coming to earth. He's coming in cloud. He's coming to call forth those that have died in the Lord. They will be raised with a glorified body. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, the church at Thessalonica, there was a lot of confusion about this. And they had been taught that their loved ones that had died, they had just perished. They had no hope. And were it not for the fact, glorious fact of the resurrection of Christ, of course, this would be true. Paul said in writing to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and if God raised not up Jesus, whom he raised up, then you're still in your sin. We have no hope. All of our preaching is in vain. Our faith is all in vain. And yea, and those that are fallen asleep, they have perished. But Paul said to the church at Thessalonica, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, this is the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. A lot of things are helpful, but this is the gospel. This is the kernel of the gospel. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4, that I delivered unto you first of all that was received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, how that he was buried, and how that he was raised the third day. And so if we believe this, then we will be in that first resurrection. We will go with the Lord. And it says that lightning flashes from the east to the west. And I would suppose that lightning is the fastest thing we know anything about. Just in less than it takes time it takes you to pop your finger there from the east to the west. It'd be that quick. The coming of Christ will be very sudden, and it could be very soon. So if I were you and I were not ready, I would certainly make that preparation now while you have the time, because this is a personal decision. It is a pressing decision, one that needs attention right now, needs to be taken care of right now. And then in heaven, what we'll be like, we'll be like the angels, the Sadducees, who did not believe in a resurrection. They came unto the Lord. Back on the Mosaic law, if a man married a wife and they did not have any children, and this man should die, then the next brother, the older brother living, would take her to be his wife, and on down the line. None of them had any children. And so the Sadducees said there were seven brothers that were married to the same lady, and said, therefore, in the morning of resurrection, whose wife shall she be? And Christ said, you do greatly err, not knowing the Scripture, for in the resurrection neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God. So the angels are not referred to as having different sex. And there's a lot about heaven that I don't understand, but I understand enough to know that I want to go there. The Bible says there'll be no more sorrow, all these former things, the things that we are so accustomed to, all these things will be done away with. There'll not be any more death. All of us have experienced that. If we haven't, we will. Someone real precious, real close to us, there, we will experience that. And certainly that brings sorrow to our heart. It's gain to them, certainly so. But being human, it brings sorrow to our heart. There'll be no more death, no crying, no sorrow, no tears, for the former things have passed away. So heaven will be a wonderful place. There'll not be the thing that will make heaven heaven is that Jesus will be there. And I would suppose, I would believe that for the first million years that we spend there, we certainly would want to spend that praising the Lord, the one that died for us and made it possible that we could go there. By the way, friends, that everyone can go there, but you can only go one way. It's not like going to town or somewhere. There might be several ways you can go, but you can only go one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, and no man cometh unto me except my Father which is in heaven draw him. So I want to go there.
I'd like to thank you, Mr. Dennis, for helping me out and for helping someone that maybe don't know that much about the Bible. We'll never know, it may touch someone's life. Thank you.
I want to say that I appreciate the opportunity to give these few words, and I would trust, and it would be my prayer, that you who listen to this tape, if you're not saved, that you would be saved now, because now is all we have. You don't have yesterday, that's forever gone. We do not have the promise of tomorrow. We cannot boast of tomorrow, because I know not what a day shall bring forth. Now is all that we have. And Paul said, today if you would hear his voice, harden not your heart. Be saved now while you have the time and the opportunity. Thank you.